I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics. He's based in London. He lives in London. Most recently, he wrote about the budget presentation by the Chancellor Jeremy Hunt. Now we turn to defection, betrayal, double cross, bolting. A man named Anderson has announced the departure from the Conservative Party. This is understood not as high-fiving and joy, but in fact, a breaking up of the party, if I understand correctly, but I do get lost. Joe, is what's happening with these defections to something that's unnamed, the independent group? I don't know what, Change UK, the independent group, which seems like nobody's idea of a selling slogan. But all of this, is this a consequence of the Tories exhausted and everybody's looking out for him or herself? Is that what I'm witnessing in these excited columns?
I think there is definitely an element of that. I mean, it's interesting to note that this big defection to a new party, Reform UK, seems to have been prompted at its core by a debate about immigration policy and sort of the conviction of certain voters or politicians that the Conservative Party is not doing enough to control illegal immigration in particular. And so I think that what's happening now is that there is a sense that the party is going to lose the next election. And the issue is, does a politician want to go down with it, or do they want to take some bold step up to, or including potentially defecting from the Conservative Party, to try to prove to their own voters that this politician really is serious about the issues that matter to these voters, even if those voters are concerned that the Tory party is not serious.
And Anderson's defection seems to have upset defection's too strong a word. He's found a difference he can't solve with his own Conservative Party. He was esteemed in the party. So is this about where he's from, what he represents? Is this what he represents within the party? Is this anticipating that election? And Anderson is leading survivors? How to understand this excitement?
Well, I think the key story here started when Anderson made some very critical comments about the way the Labour Party mayor of London was or was not policing protests in the city related to the war in Gaza. And I think that those comments are actually really kind of tapping into a lot of concern about cultural issues and immigration on the part of some voters. And so I think that this whole issue about which party he thinks he belongs in is partly about trying to read the winds or the omens about where the voters are on that issue, and how can he prove to his constituents that he is serious on an issue like immigration that does seem to matter to a lot of voters, and where there's a perception that the Conservative Party is not really as serious as they should be. So I think it's about that kind of positioning ahead of the election and trying to figure out what are the issues that the politicians or parties think are going to matter to voters, and how can you send that signal that you care about the same thing?
In 1997, the Labour won an overwhelming victory, 418 seats. And I watched that number because I try to figure out where this is going. It's a very exciting story, but it matters a lot, the size of the majority. Is that within reach for Labour right now, given the breakup of the Tories?
I think that there's a lot of speculation that it could be a big result like that for them. But it's also potentially a long time between now and the election, which could come as late as autumn or even late autumn. And a lot of potential realignment that can go on between now and then. So I think that people are probably a little reluctant about counting any chickens before they're hatched.
And one more possibility. I know all during the Boris Johnson excitement during the pandemic, you had strong opinions of that Boris Johnson had to go, and he did. He went. And he's been roaming around ever since. He was recently in Caracas talking to the dictator. Very strange. And now he's said to be returning to campaign for the Conservatives at some point. Is there talk that he's looking for a comeback?
I think it's pretty clear that he is. Whether he will get one is a different issue, and whether it would help the party at all is a third issue. because I think that he was certainly very good rhetorically at rallying voters. But the reason that the Tories are running into problems now is that they've been having trouble generating any action on these issues that Boris had rallied people about. And, you know, I'm not sure that that would necessarily be the kind of situation that would play to his strengths, even if he does manage a successful comeback.
Joseph Sternberg, he's in London helping me to understand this excitement in Parliament that requires a great deal of paying attention to their remarks and paying attention to the game of building towards a general election, which Mr. Sunak says will not be in May. But remember, it's up to him and his counselors when they call the election. Joe Sternberg of the Wall Street Journal editorial board, he's in London for the writing Political Economics. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,